This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There are growing tensions in the Gaza Strip among Palestinian clan leaders and Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority. Clan leaders are demanding the public execution of Palestinian policemen responsible for killing clan members and Hamas activists last month. The clashes are the latest sign of the re-emergence of traditional family and clan authority structures in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Analysts say the resurgence is directly linked to Israel's systematic destruction of the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The current tension in Gaza stems from a grievance by the Akko clan that the Palestinian Authority failed to investigate and punish the killing by Palestinian riot police last year of Yusuf Akko at a student demonstration. Last month, the clan took its revenge, kidnapping and brutally killing Colonel Abu Lihye, head of the riot police. A few days later, Palestinian Authority forces clashed with clan members and Hamas activists, killing six people. While the Gaza killings have garnered the most attention all across the Palestinian territories these days, people are increasingly turning to clan leaders to resolve their social, financial, and legal problems in the face of Israel's demolition of Palestinian institutions and resources. Musa Tayyem is one such leader. An impeccably dressed man with a trim gray mustache and a piercing gaze, Tayyem mediates disputes between Palestinian families, bypassing the Palestinian court system. Sitting in his home north of Jerusalem, he recounts a recent case in which a traffic accident turned into a vendetta between two families. He ordered one family to pay damages to the other, and both families respected the truce he arranged. Either would have been ashamed to violate it. Another case began when shepherd Abu Asmasuri, a Muslim, ran out of gas and left his car in front of a Bethlehem shop belonging to Masri Kanawadi, a Christian. An angry shop employee slapped Suri, whose family then attacked Kanawati's shop. Tayyem says it was threatening to erupt into a religious clash.
Some people said, oh, it's a quarrel. The Muslims are attacking the Christians. It was horrible, and you know, Bethlehem is a very sensitive city there.
Tayyem led a gathering of prominent men to a reconciliation meeting. Within hours, the tensions that had led to injuries among 11 people on both sides were diffused, and the two groups shared a meal as a sign of their rapprochement. Tayyem has been mediating disputes for years, as his father and grandfather did before him. But he says his workload has increased dramatically since the Israeli army began attacking the Palestinian Authority. He says Yasser Arafat has asked him to handle cases.
Our role became more important and more important in the absence of the executive authority. Now we are the clan judicial system. We are solving daily problems, every day.
Palestinian political scientist Ali Jabawi says the return of traditional clan structure was entirely predictable. He says in 35 years of Israeli occupation, the Palestinians primarily relied on local decentralized leadership. It was only in the mid-1990s, he says, with the creation of the Palestinian Authority, that more modern government institutions began to take root.
We were moving in a process, leaving the traditional models, adopting more modern models. Instead of families and clans, you talk about political parties. In the past 2 years, this central authority, Palestinian Authority, has been destroyed. So we are seeing the reemergence of many of the facets of the traditional system.
One result, troubling to some, is the reassertion of power by clan-led factions and by armed groups. Besides the Gaza clashes, the Abayat clan in Bethlehem has been involved in clan-related revenge killings, and suspected collaborators with Israel have been dragged from Palestinian courts by enraged families. Jabawi says just as clan and family systems are filling a void in the social network, other groups are jostling for power in the political and security arenas.
Now you have every faction becoming a centralized authority on its own, working as if this faction represents the Palestinian people. We have armed groups also, so we have different layers of this fragmentation after the destruction of the centralized authority.
At the moment, there are relatively few voices on the Israeli side expressing concern about this devolution of power in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israeli leaders say security is still a top issue. For many Palestinians, topic number one is survival, with whatever help is available. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.